This is Communique from WHQR in Wilmington, North Carolina. I'm Gina Gamboni.
One president who shot from the hip, fought with North Korea, and held a record low approval rating was President Harry Truman. Truman's grandson is in Wilmington performing excerpts of his grandfather's life at Thalian Hall this weekend. The show is called Give 'em Hell, Harry. I spoke with Clifton Truman Daniels and Thalian Hall Executive Director Tony Rivenbark about the show and Truman's place in history.
Why is it called Give 'em Hell, Harry?
Somebody, during the 1948 campaign, when he was whistle-stopping around the country, he had a stock speech about the Republican Party, about the do-nothing 80th Republican Congress, this rant. And apparently he got himself worked up enough at many of these things, but one day somebody shouted from the audience, "Give 'em hell, Harry." And Grandpa said, "Well, I'm not giving 'em hell. I'm just telling the truth on them, and they think it's hell." He was just a straightforward guy. He believed in saying what he was thinking. He wasn't aggressive or rude or mean about it. He just believed in saying what was on his mind and not sugarcoating it too much. Being clear, I think, more than anything else. He wanted people to know where he stood.
I know that he's one of the most popular presidents. He's within the top 10, I think, always.
Yeah, last time I checked, he was number 5 behind Washington, Lincoln, and both Roosevelts. And, of course, the family hope is that they dig up some dirt on Washington or Lincoln so we can move him up.
But that hasn't always been so. There were periods of time in his presidency. There were a lot of issues going on, the Korean War, post-war economy, inflation. It was just a lot of issues that he dealt with. His stature as time has gone on has just grown and grown.
He still, I believe, has the lowest approval rating leaving office.
Oh, really?
U.S. president, yeah.
And why was that, do you think?
Because of all the things Tony just said, post-war economy, Korea, largely.
And then he had the whole issue with MacArthur, who was very popular in many ways, and he was, he calls him in this piece a play actor. Truman fired him.
Mm-hmm.
And I think rightly so, and is recognized as rightly so.
And not long ago, we had a similar situation with, I think it was General McChrystal, basically contravening U.S. policy.
Now, Tony, you are a student of history.
Yeah.
When you saw this production of Give 'em Hell, Harry, or when you read it.
Read it. Mm-hmm.
What was revealing to you about Harry Truman?
I was really astounded by some of the things he says.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's one line that just really stuck out to me from immediately, and talking about dictatorship. I don't ever see it ever happening. That's not the words he uses, but he says, I don't see that ever happening. The only way that could happen is if you have a liar in public office. There's this thing where he walks out of the voting booth and he says, "This is the most valuable piece of real estate we have. It's not for sale. It can never be for sale. Our government cannot be for sale." These things I thought were very strong. And in some ways, I don't know that seeing this play, depending on your own political persuasion, necessarily changes people. But I think it certainly provides reinforcement and succor to people who have different opinions about what the government is. It just goes to what John McCain said the other day. We are not a country of blood and soil. We are a country of ideals. And I think Truman truly is representative of that point of view that we are a great nation because of our ideals. And it's really great to hear that again. And it gives you hope.
That was Clifton Truman Daniels and Tony Rivenbark talking about President Harry Truman and the show about him. Give 'em Hell, Harry is on stage through this Sunday at Thalian Hall in the Stein Theater, except Friday night's performance on the main stage. Find details at whqr.org.